This Week in Nuclear, episode 35, November 5th, 2006. Hi folks, this is not a normal episode of This Week in Nuclear. This is a special service announcement. Today is Sunday, November 5th, and by the time you hear this, it'll probably be the November 6th or November 7th. So what's special about November 7th? Well, in the United States, it's Election Day. And besides all the local elections going on across the nation, all the seats of the U.S. House of Representatives are up for grabs, as are a good number of the U.S. Senate seats. Don't let your vote be wasted. Get out and vote. There's a lot of issues facing our nation and the world, and the legislation and the policies of the next government will have a profound impact on our future, not just for the nuclear industry, but for so many other issues, the economy, national security, taxes, the list goes on and on. I thought about doing a special pre-election show to discuss specific candidates and their positions on issues related to the nuclear industry, and that turned out to be too much to tackle. There are just too many other issues out there on the table, and I would never advocate one candidate over another without having the opportunity to study their position on many topics, not just those related to nuclear energy. The bottom line is this: find out what elections are going on in your local, state, and national districts, who the candidates are, and where they stand on the issues that are important to you. Then go out and vote. Regardless of what you think, or regardless of the specific situation in the races that affect you, your vote does matter. Think of all the times that races have been won or lost by just a handful of voters, by fractions of a percentage point. Inevitably, there are people who didn't vote who could have swung those races either way. Now, if I'm preaching to the choir, then that's cool. You can ignore this message. But if you're on the fence and you're not inclined to vote, then get out and make your voice heard. Even if the candidate you vote for comes out on the bottom, you're still making your voice heard, and that does matter. And for all my listeners outside of the USA, I can't keep track of when your election days are. But assuming you can vote in your country, and when the time comes, then replay this message and you get out and vote too. The right to vote is a right that was fought for by the blood of our ancestors, and in many parts of the world, that fight is going on today. Another way to look at it is this: if you don't vote, then you're giving up your piece of that power to the people who do. Okay, I'll get down off my soapbox now. This is John Wheeler for This Week in Nuclear. I'll see you at the polls.